Welcome to the FUMU Sham Yeshiva sponsor and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding at Shkolim Daf Yudalid in the Oizvodar edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Alocha Gimel, starting Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. It says the Gemara, Mafri Shikloi V'Sover Shu Chayov. Someone puts aside Machzid HaShekel because he thinks he owes Machzid HaShekel. V'Nimtza Sheinu Chayov. He found out he already gave the money. He's not obligated. Loi Kodesh. Everybody agrees this is not Kodesh. Reb Chaim explains, even though we learned earlier that according to Beit Shammai, if someone gives too much to Machzid HaShekel, all becomes Kodesh because they hold Hegdesh Betos as Hegdesh. That's only if some of it is not a mistake. He's giving Machzid HaShekel plus. So because they already have Gdusha and Machzid HaShekel, the rest also becomes Kodesh. But here that there's no obligation at all, even Beit Shammai agree that nothing becomes Kodesh. Hamafri Shnayim. Someone puts aside two Machzid HaShekel. V'savu shu chayav shtayim. And for some reason he thinks he owes two. V'nimtza sheinu chayav l'echad, because chayav only one. Hoysa sheini mat ovid lo. What are you going to do with the second coin? According to one of the gesuras that we have over here, k'savu shu chayav v'nimtza sheinu chayav, or k'oimer eilu. Do you treat it, the second coin, like someone who's giving a donation when he thinks he owes it, but he really doesn't owe anything? Or it's like someone who's giving extra. He collected money, as we saw in the previous daf, and instead of having Machzid HaShekel, he has a little bit more. So there, according to Beit Shammai at least, he has to give the whole thing. Is the second coin considered to be a new donation or part of the original coin? The Gemara says a similar thing. Hifrish chatos, so someone puts aside a korban chatos. Sovon shu chayav, he thinks he has to bring a korban. Nimtza sheinu chayav, he finds out it was a mistake. Loi kotcha, there's no gdusha at all. Hifrish tayim, he puts two animals. Sovu shu chayav shtayim. He thinks he has to bring two animals to korbanis. V'nim to sheinu chayav elachas. He's chayav only one. Oyso shniyo ma'atovid lo. What are you going to do with the second animal? And the Gemara says the same question we had before according to this girso. Kasovu shu chayav v'nim to sheinu chayav or korim re'elu. Is it considered to be like someone who's giving a new animal that he never thought is chayav? Or it's considered to be like the money that he said elu is coming together. So once one you have a gedusha on part of it, you have gedusha on the other part. The Vilna Gaon has different girso. He says by chatos shnia royal. It's clear by chatos that the second animal is royal, which means it becomes kodesh, and the only way to redeem it is to wait for it to get a blemish, and then you can come and redeem it. So you see, it does become kodesh. So according to Vilna Gaon, the Gaon now says, "What do you do here with the coins?" Answers the Gemara according to this girso. Kemando amar elun dovo akenam milan dovo. According to Mandoma in our Mishnah, that says when you give more money than you needed, so the extra money is in a dovo, that's the Shita B'Chama in the Mishnah. So here, it's be in a dovo. The extra money, the extra coin will be in a dovo. According to Mandoma, it will be sealed the hold. The extra money, a person gave you too much for Machzid HaShekel, so the extra is going to be chulin. So here, when he has two different coins, the second one will be chulin. Meaning the Gemara equating the case of two coins to the case that he says, Hare Eilu Lishikli, all this is from my Machzid HaShekel. The Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah, Kesholi Yisroel Min HaGoyim Lo Yushoiklim Derchoinus. At the beginning, they gave to Machzid HaShekel Derchoinus. What is Derchoinus? It's the Gemara Dinarim, which means golden coins, which is it's the worth of 25 dinarim, silver dinar. Chorzo Lishko Sloim. Then they went to do Sloim. And based on the Rambam, what does it mean? Because the main coin they were using was Sela, they always get half of the coin that they used at that time. So at the beginning, when they came from the Goyal, they were using golden coins. So they gave Machzid HaShekel from the golden coins. Then they started using Sloim, which is silver. They gave Machzid HaShekel from Sloim. What is Sloim? Says the Gemara, Kishmon, the way it sounds, silver coins. Chazul Lishkol Tivim. What is Tivim? Palgi Salim, the half of a Sela. Bikshu lishkol dinorim kartin, which is a quarter of a sela, and that's less the Machzid HaShekel of the Torah. Says the Gemara, David Alam Ubeit, so the Kiblo Alein didn't accept it, minado, evimandu aleinu mitzvahs lases aleinu shlishis HaShekel b'shono la'avoidus beis elokeinu. The Pasuk says that they accepted themselves to give a third of a shekel in the year for avoidus beis elokeinu. And the first thing we explained that the shlishis HaShekel over here is the Machzid HaShekel, and they're mekabel themselves not to do less than that. Why? Because not to do less than Machzid HaShekel of Doraiso. Now, the fact that Torah says, Shlishi HaShekel B'Shono, not Shlishi HaShekel, Lavoidus Beis Lokeinu, So from here the Gemara says, "Of Chilkiyo b'Shavacho mikan shetzich odom leshalish shikloy shloish shepolim b'shana." Means you have to do it 3 times a year. That's the loshon shlishi. It's loshon 3 times, a third time, because you give it 3 times. This is 3 times a donation of matzah shekel. Mikan shein matrichim latzibur yoisem shloish shepolim b'shana. You don't be matrich latzibur more than 3 times a year. 3 times a year is the maximum times that you could do a campaign for the tzibur. Omar avavim mikan neshalish same. From here you learn the idea of the three same. Mikan l'sholosh kupos, the 3 baskets. Mikan l'sholosh afroshos. Which means, the way the afroshos we explain, from here you learn there was 3 times they did it afroshos, machzir hashek, as we'll see later in the Masechta. Every time they put it in a basket which is had the size of 3 seil. So how do we know you have 3 times you do afroshos? From this idea, shlishis, it's a 3 time a year, so there's 3 campaigns a year, there's 3 afroshos a year. I mean, the same way you see that you divide the shekel into 3, so you see also they do this afroshos 3 times a year. It says that each one who's oivel apkudim, which means each one who's part of Am Yisrael, needs to give machzir shekel. What's the idea of machzir shekel? That happened in chatzos of the day, so they have to give machzir shekel, which is half. Half can negate half. V'char Noamar, the other one said, "Lefi shichotu b'shei shoyis yidnu machzir shekel dovet shito karmesim." Similar drasha, just a little different. The chet happened on the 6th hour, which means chatzois. So they have to give machzir shekel, which divided to 6 coins. Each coin is called a garmesim. Rabbi Shur and Nechemi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lefi shovru l'aseres adibrus. They transgressed the Aseres Dibris by doing Avodah Zarah, which is one of the Dibris. Because the shekel of the Torah is a stream gero, it's 20 gero. Machzir shekel is 10 gero. So they give 10 gero connected to Aseres Dibris. Rabbi Rachio, Rabbi Levi, Bishop Shimon Lokesh, Vishimokhu, Bechoyru, Shlerochel, Pastor Kesef. He says another drasha is because the Shvatim sold Yosef, who was the Bechor of Rochel, and he sold him for 20 Kesef. So he called echad ve'echad poites bno bechoy rabesu kesef. That's why Peter and Ben need to be with Esru Kesef. How's the cheshbon? Because as the sela is 4 dinar, and the Peter and Ben is 5 sloim. 5 times 4 is 20. The 20 kesef means 20 dinarim. So because they sold the bechoy of Yosef, that's why you have the idea of Peter and bechoy without money. So that's a drasha regarding Peter and Ben. But how does it connect to our sugi to machzir shekel? That's the next drasha. The same idea, they sold Yosef for 20 kesef. And each one got from it what? If you take, there were 10 shvatim that sold Yosef, so each one got 2 coins. Tivo means a shekel. And every shekel is 2 dinarim. So they sold it for 20 dinarim, each one got 2 dinarim, that's a shekel, that's a teva. And that is the exact value of machzir shekel. So because each one of the shvatim gained, so to speak, machzir shekel for the fact that he sold Yosef, that's why everyone in Am Yisrael is obligated to give machzir shekel. With this we conclude Yushal Mishkalim Daf Yudalid.